This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government to upgrade Hello Sarkar platform into integrated citizen grievance and service management system. Nepal Rashtra Bank amends open market transaction procedures to make open market operations more effective and transparent. And Iran says deal with Oman on its Strait of Hormuz is in final stages. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers is preparing to upgrade Hello Sarkar platform into an integrated citizen grievance and service management system. Krishna Sapkota, Deputy Secretary at the Hello Sarkar branch, said the upgraded system would integrate complaints received through telephone, website, email and social media into a single platform, allowing citizens to track the status of their complaints. The proposal also sets deadlines for resolving complaints, ranging from 24 hours for urgent cases to 15 days for general complaints. Meanwhile, Hello Sarkar received nearly 70,000 complaints in the last fiscal year, a 321% increase compared to the previous fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank has implemented the Open Market Transaction Procedures 9th Amendment to make open market operations more effective, transparent and technology-friendly. The revised procedures clarify provisions related to the use of monetary instruments, bidding, securities management, payments, online participation and long-term liquidity management. Under the new arrangement, banks and financial institutions can now participate in open market transactions through an online bidding system alongside the existing paper-based process, making transactions faster and more transparent. The Open Market Operations Committee will meet every Friday to review liquidity conditions and decide on measures to manage excess or shortage of liquidity in the banking system. The amendment also streamlines the operation of monetary policy instruments, including reverse repo, outright purchase, outright sale, long-term repo and long-term deposit collection. The National Assembly meeting is underway with ministers set to answer lawmakers' questions on key government issues. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung will respond to questions related to the Ministry of Home Affairs, while Minister for Women, Children, General and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sita Badi, will answer queries concerning her ministry. National Assembly member Kamala Ponte is also scheduled to draw the Home Minister's attention to the government's preparedness for managing monsoon-induced disasters. During the meeting, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary is expected to table the Infectious Animal Disease Control Bill. The National Transmission Grid Company Limited has initiated a process to construct the Bajang Burn Lake West City 400 kV transmission line to transmit up to 2,500 megawatts of electricity. The proposed 60-kilometer transmission line will run from the Chainpur substation in Bajang to Burn Lake in Sikar Municipality 10 of Doti. The company has submitted an application to the Department of Electricity Development for construction approval under the Electricity Act. Once construction begins, the project is expected to be completed within 5 years. Tunnel exhibition for the 128-megawatt Tamur-Mewa hydropower project has officially begun, marking a major milestone in the implementation of the project. The tunnel digging work was formally launched on Wednesday. According to Bhanendra Kumar Limbu, founder and director of Spark Hydroelectric Company, excavation has started from the tunnel entrance, with work underway on the 5-kilometer-long tunnel. He said the project aims to complete all construction works and begin commercial electricity generation by mid-October 2028. The BP Kuivala Memorial Cancer Hospital in Chitwan has begun preparations to establish a bone marrow transplant unit with support from the Chinese government. China will assist in constructing the facility, supplying medical equipment and providing specialized training for doctors and nurses. Acting Executive Director Dr. Umesh Nepal said a Chinese technical team recently visited the hospital to assess infrastructure requirement and discuss project implementation with local authorities and relevant government agencies. The project will move ahead after the signing of a project agreement with the government of Nepal. Construction is expected to begin this year and be completed within 18 months. Once completed, the hospital will house Nepal's first state-of-the-art public bone marrow transplant unit. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran says it has reached an agreement with Oman on a shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz, with the deal now in its final stages. According to the BBC, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakhail said the agreement was close to completion, but did not provide further details. He cautioned that the agreement alone would not guarantee safe navigation through the strategic waterway, arguing that security concerns persist due to what Iran describes as the U.S. blockade of its ports. The United States and Oman have not commented on the proposed arrangements. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran would face severe consequences if the strait is not reopened soon. Meanwhile, senior U.S. officials have said progress has been made towards resuming shipments, although Tehran maintains it is not holding negotiations with Washington. Former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had said she plans to return to Bangladesh in December, despite facing a death sentence in her home country. According to the BBC, speaking via an audio link to reporters at the Foreign Correspondents' Club in New Delhi, Hasina said she was determined to return, although she did not disclose the exact date of her planned visit. Hasina fled to India during the 2024 anti-government uprising and was later tried in absentia. A special tribunal in Bangladesh sentenced her to death on charges of crimes against humanity. She has denied all allegations. She also alleged that several organizations had turned the 2024 student protest into a violent movement, although she did not provide evidence to support the claim. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall at some places in the Himalayan region. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly region and at some places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpassam provinces, as well as at a few places in the Terai regions of Koshi, Mades, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at some places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpassam provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gondagi and Karnali provinces, and in the hilly and Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpassam provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government to upgrade Hello Sarkar platform into integrated citizen grievance and service management system. Nepal Rashtra Bank amends open market transaction processes to make open market operations more effective and transparent. And Iran says deal with Oman on the Strait of Hormuz is in final stages. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.